Hi, this is Joe Helm with Helm Paint and Decorating. Happy to announce our new 4 locations in Baton Rouge. We are new to Baton Rouge, but not new to paint. We are a family-run business with over 50 years' experience, assisting customers with the best quality Benjamin Moore paint, supplies, and design services. We also offer free, fast delivery and expert color matching. Call or stop by any of our locations on Perkins, Jones Creek, Highland, or Choctaw, or shop us online at helmpaint.com.
Helm Paint and Supply.
Helm, yeah.
Order like a champ at Raising Cane's. With tailgates of hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade, you can guarantee victory for every game day meal. Order online or on our app.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Go Tigers.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NFL. Coming up on this edition of the program, we preview Week 5's most important games of the 2023 NFL regular season. We also give game picks for Week 5's most important games and so much more. So we hope you enjoy this edition of the program. Week 5 is here, and hey, listen, the best continues to get better. The NFL, never a dull moment. The National Football League doing what it does best. And certainly, you could definitely count on that because the action is getting hot. It's getting heavy. I know we're just rolling into the month of October, but man, we got so much more football, man. The NFL is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And indeed, we're just getting started. All right, before we talk about the top three storylines and get into the rest of the show, let's give you a recap of Week 4's most important games in the NFL. Thursday night football was at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, between NFC North rivals Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers. Detroit would win 34-20. The Baltimore Ravens took on the Cleveland Browns in an AFC North rivalry game. It was all Baltimore. Ravens would win 28-3. The Miami Dolphins took on the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo dominated from start to finish. Bills beat the Dolphins 48-20. The Cincinnati Bengals took on the Tennessee Titans. The Titans had their way with the Bengals. Final score, 27-3. The Denver Broncos took on the Chicago Bears in the battle of the winless. Guess what? Denver wins their first game of the year, beating Chicago 31-28. The New England Patriots took on the Dallas Cowboys. Total domination from the boys. Dallas beat New England. Final score, 38-3. And also another action, we had the Kansas City Chiefs take on the New York Jets. Sunday night football, close game. The Jets hung with the Chiefs for a minute, but in the end, it was all Kansas City. Chiefs hold on to win 23-20. Monday night football, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the New York Giants hosted the Seattle Seahawks. It was never close. Domination on the defensive side for Seattle, helping the Seahawks to beat the Giants 24-3. And that's a recap of Week 4's most important games in the National Football League. All right, I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the New York Jets. So after the injury to Aaron Rodgers in Week 1, the keys to the car were handed to quarterback Zach Wilson. And Zach has had to deal with a lot in his short amount of time being in New York. They're saying he's not a franchise quarterback. He doesn't have what it takes. Things of that nature. Aaron Rodgers comes in. And this year, with Aaron supposed to be the starting quarterback, Zach would be a mentee. Aaron would be the mentor. Well, unfortunately, as I stated earlier, Week 1, Aaron tears his Achilles, appears to be out for the season, but there's reports coming out that Aaron is ahead of rehab and he may play this season. We'll stay tuned on that, but let's get back to the current. So Aaron is injured. Zach Wilson is handed the keys to the car yet again, and I have to say he played a good game this past Sunday night. Did the Jets win the game? No, they did not win the game. However, there were signs of progress. There were signs of him taking steps to be that leader that the Jets hoped he would be. Now, there was an analyst, Rodney Harrison, who works for a very respectable network, in the post-game interview that he did via the broadcast crew did with Chiefs defensive end Chris Jones. Rodney was trying to bait Chris into saying that Zach was garbage and things of that nature. And, you know, listen, to be fair on both sides, now, Rodney Harrison, someone that is a very credible player, won a couple of Super Bowls with the New England Patriots, also played for the Chargers, one of the most highly respected safeties to ever play the game. But also, Rodney also had a reputation of playing dirty. However, Rodney, highly respected, not just as a player, but also as a broadcaster as well. But I just knew that he was trying to bait Chris Jones into calling Zach Wilson not a great player. And if you want to watch more of it, it's all over social media. Check it out. But bottom line is this. Zach has had to deal with a lot in his short time in New York. This was supposed to be a season where he was going to sit back and watch future first ballot Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers do his thing. That didn't work out, so now he's been handed the keys to the car again. So what do I think is going to happen for Zach going forward? Zach is going to learn from this. He's going to learn from the loss against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, will this result in more wins? I don't know, but I think the morale will go up. And I think that his confidence will go up. As far as his team is concerned, evidently their bread and butter is defense. I think defensively they'll remain strong. The running game has got to get better. I mean, the running game is solid with Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook, but it's got to get better. But just kind of like piggybacking off what happened on last Sunday night against the Chiefs. Of course, the lights were bright in Broadway. Well, actually, they play in New Jersey in the shadows of Midtown Manhattan. But the lights were bright in the shadows of Broadway. Of course, we know Taylor Swift, all the Swifties were there. Of course, Taylor, the whole rumors about her romance with Travis Kelce, things of that nature, another story for another day. Bottom line is this. Zach, when he was good, he was good. When he showed up, he showed up and he showed out when he needed to, and he played a solid game. And it's going to get better from him. It's going to get better for him. Now, in terms of wins, I don't know if the Jets are going to get many wins in the foreseeable future, but this could be the stepping stone to something big. Now, as far as the game Sunday night against the Chiefs, there were a lot of questionable calls in that game, specifically defensive holding. Could have gone either way. Nevertheless, I think the Chiefs got some calls to go their way. And I guess Patrick Mahomes did not play a great game, but Patrick was Patrick, and he provided that Mahomes magic late in the game. But long story short, the New York Jets, I think it's going to go up from here just in terms of the morale. I don't know if it's going to go up in terms of wins, but I think the morale is going to go up for the team as a whole, not just Zach Wilson, but just everyone from the defense to the special teams, to the rest of the offense, and also with Robert Saleh. This could be a motivation for him and his coaching staff as well. We go from going up to going down. I should say taking a major nosedive down. My second storyline, the New York Giants. Let's just call it for what it is. Last Monday night was atrocious, abominable, horrible, all spectrum from all sides, from both sides of the ball. It was horrible. Offense, defense, special teams, horrible. Offensive line, no pass protection for Daniel Jones, none whatsoever. Running game, never got going. Daniel Jones, when he had the protection, throwing passes into double coverage, triple coverage, running for his life. I mean, he was the leading rusher in the Monday night game against the Seattle Seahawks. He had 10 carries for 66 yards. Daniel Jones looked more frightened than a deer on the New Jersey Turnpike. That's how frightened he was. It was insane. And the New York Giants ought to be ashamed of themselves. And I'm sorry to say this, but the wrong person got paid. It's just that simple. The wrong person got paid. Daniel Jones got a 4-year, $160 million contract extension during this past offseason. His teammate, Saquon Barkley, was threatened to hold out. There were a lot of prominent NFL running backs that joined him in this Zoom call during the offseason to lobby for running backs to get their just due. And now you see why. Saquon Barkley, when he's healthy, he's the glue of that team. He is the engine that runs that offense. When Saquon is on and is healthy, the Giants, 9 times out of 10, are going to win, or they're going to play much better. And last Monday night was just atrocious. And to mention that, the quarterback didn't play well. The offensive line didn't do their job. Defensively, they didn't do their job. Nobody did their job. And the Seattle Seahawks came into MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and sacked Daniel Jones 11 times. Wind up, the Seahawks defense wind up tying a franchise single game record in this game. Not to mention rookie Seahawks cornerback Devin Witherspoon returned an interception for a touchdown. This has got to get better. I don't know what's going on with the New York Giants, but they've got to get this fit quick. They've got to get this thing fixed, and they got to get it fixed quick, fast, in a hurry. This is terrible. You want to put on a solid performance. I get the Giants, and some people are saying, well, why are the Giants having Sunday night or Monday night games, or even Thursday night games for that matter? Well, you have to understand, the Giants haven't been great for quite some time, but remember, they play in New York. It's the number one media market in the country, so of course, New York and L.A. are going to get some attention to a certain degree, but man, oh my gosh, they've got, wow, this has got to get better. This has got to get better, because if this doesn't get better, a lot of jobs are going to be on the line, including Daniel Jones, also head coach Brian Daboll. A lot of jobs are going to be at stake, and I don't know if the Giants, if they continue to go this way for the remainder of the year, could they be in it for maybe the Caleb Williams sweepstakes or maybe the Shedeur Sanders sweepstakes? I don't know what's going to happen, but this isn't good. And you have to put on a better performance when you have billions of people watching on a big stage like Monday Night Football. Hey, I understand you can't win every game, but you want to put up a valiant effort. And this just is not good at all. Not good at all. And the New York Giants, when I think of the New York Giants, I think of great players like Phil Sims, like Eli Manning, like a Jeremy Shockey, also like a Lawrence Taylor, Carl Banks, also Lionel Manuel. Also, when you think of a Victor Cruz, Hakeem Nicks, Tiki Barber, just to name a few, a very proud organization. And the Giants have got to get back to being a proud organization, because they didn't look proud last Monday night. And it's got to get better. And I don't think it's going to get better for them anytime soon. And they've got a lot of questions that need to be answered, not just in this offseason, but really during this season, if they have a chance of wanting to make the playoffs or at least finish on a bright note. And for my last storyline is going to be the Denver Broncos. So Jets and Giants, both New York teams, didn't fare well in their primetime games. But the Denver Broncos win their first game of the season. Congratulations to you, Denver. Go Broncos. Let's ride. Okay, so Russell Wilson, he threw 3 touchdown passes in his game, no interceptions. Great. Russell, he's been balling so far this year, right? Now, Denver, may I remind you, Denver was down 28-7. In the middle of the third quarter, they were down 28-7, and that's when things really got going for the Broncos, like right mid, late third quarter, when they really got on track. And of course, Russell was being Russell, making key plays. Everybody got involved in the offense. Jerry Jeudy played a nice game. Marvin Mims Jr. is a solid rookie for the Denver Broncos. Cortland Sutton. Listen, Cortland's been a solid receiver for the Broncos since he's been in Denver. Now, I'll give credit where credit is due. Some defenders on Denver's defense made some plays when necessary, like Kareem Jackson, like Jonathan Cooper, just to name a few. But Denver's defense, they still need a lot of work. They still need a lot of work, because Russell, he's been doing his thing this year. So far, so good on the offensive side. Defensively, it's been atrocious. And listen, if Denver's offense was stagnant or was, you know, very low level in this game, Chicago would have won their first game. But guess what? It didn't work out that way, because Russell was effective. Russell did what he needed to do. The running game was solid. It did what it needed to do as well. So, again, Denver 1-3. They win their first game of the year. And as I stated before, this schedule, Denver's defense has been horrible this year. And it's not going to get any better for them because their next game is the Jets. And then they've got a game at Kansas City on a Thursday night. And then they've got a game in Green Bay. And then they play Kansas City again right before the end of the month. So, listen, the Broncos defense, Denver's defense, they may have their way with Zach Wilson. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think this could be a confidence booster for the Jets losing that Sunday night game last week to the Chiefs. We'll see what happens. I mean, with the Broncos defense and how they handle the Jets, that's a 50-50 situation. Mr. Mahomes, him, Kelsey, Isaiah Pacheco and the crew, tough one for the Broncos defense. Then they're back home against Green Bay. That could go either way right there. If Jordan Love can't get it done throwing the ball, Jordan Love is definitely going to get his running the ball. He's very athletic. And then they play Kansas City again in Denver. So, again, Mahomes, Kelsey, and the crew, that Broncos defense could get cut up again. But bottom line is this. Congratulations to the Denver Broncos on winning your first game of the season. Congratulations. Offensively, you're going to be fine. Russell Wilson's going to be fine. It's just defensively, I have my concerns and my questions. And it's going to put a lot of pressure on Russell and that offense. It's going to put a lot of pressure on Sean Payton and the offensive coordinator to come in and do what they need to do to make plays happen. But in the meantime, for the moment, Broncos 1-3. All right, before we go to break, just a couple of news to pass along to you. Detroit Lions wide receiver Jameson Williams has his suspension is over with. Of course, you know he violated the league's policy on gambling, betting on games, and he served suspension. He served a several-game suspension, and he's back. Detroit Lions head coach Dan Campbell said that Jameson Williams, they would love to play him, but they don't want to overload him. So I don't think Jameson's going to get a lot of action in this game, in this next game coming up against the Carolina Panthers, but expect him to get some action in this game. And I know Detroit is already on a roll right now, very early in this NFL season. And with having Jameson back on the team, being a part of the plays, that is going to open up a lot of doors for this Detroit defense. But again, Jameson Williams served his suspension, violating the league's gambling policy. He's back, and head coach Dan Campbell said that he should see some action, but they won't overload him with too much. So, but it's good to see him back. And again, Detroit is going to continue that consistency that they've been carrying early on in the season. We talked about running backs earlier with Saquon Barkley. Well, another running back returns to practice, Jonathan Taylor. He returned to practice. He had been on the physically unable to perform list due to an ankle injury. Jonathan is healthy. He's been a full participant in practice. He's expected to see some action for the Colts as the Colts get ready for their game against their AFC South rival, the Tennessee Titans. Now, how much action is he going to get? It remains to be seen. But I know one thing, the Colts are definitely missing him with the injuries that they've had to Anthony Richardson and then Gardner Minshew coming in and, you know, Gardner being Gardner, doing the best that he can. I mean, with a solid arm, but very limited in his athletic ability. Now, Anthony Richardson is the opposite. Solid arm. The accuracy is not there yet, but he's got athletic ability, and that could open up the doors for this Colts offense. And when you bring Jonathan Taylor in the mix as well, man, it opens up so many doors. So Jonathan Taylor off the PUP list, he's been a full participant in practice, and he's expected to see some action in the game against the Tennessee Titans. Now, how much action will he see? It remains to be seen, but the bottom line is this, that Jonathan Taylor is off the PUP list and is expected to see action for the Indianapolis Colts. And finally, before we go to break, some sad news to pass along in the world of football. Russ Francis passed away at the age of 70. Francis passed away in a plane crash in Lake Placid, New York. The cause of death was that the plane experienced power failure as it attempted to return to the airport, but it wound up striking an object on the runway and it wound up crashing. Francis was only 70 years of age. Russ played for the New England Patriots and the San Francisco 49ers. During his time with the 49ers, he won a Super Bowl. He was also a three-time Pro Bowler, also a two-time second-team All-Pro. And also, he's a member of the New England Patriots All-1970s team and also a member of the New England Patriots 35th anniversary team. And certainly, again, it's a sad loss in the world of football. Again, Russ Francis passes away at the age of 70. He lost his life in a plane crash in Lake Placid, New York. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joe Helm with Helm Paint and Decorating. Happy to announce our new 4 locations in Baton Rouge. We are new to Baton Rouge, but not new to paint. We are a family-run business with over 50 years' experience, assisting customers with the best quality Benjamin Moore paint, supplies, and design services. We also offer free, fast delivery and expert color matching. Call or stop by any of our locations on Perkins, Jones Creek, Highland, or Choctaw. Or shop us online at helmpaint.com.
Helm Paint and Supply.
Helm, yeah.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Jaguar, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Official chicken of Southern Athletics.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that. A full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I had these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time to preview Week 5's most important games in the NFL. I tell you, we've got some exciting ones, and again, never a dull moment in the National Football League. So here are Week 5's most important games. Thursday Night Football, the Chicago Bears square off against the Washington Commanders. First for the Bears, it has been a tough year so far for them. They've had issues with the abrupt resignation of the former defensive coordinator, Mark Williams. There was also reports of equipment being stolen from the team's practice facility. Justin Fields having a war of words, voicing his frustrations with the media. And they had a tough go losing last week to the Denver Broncos 31-28. So the Bears remain one of the few winless teams in the National Football League. But I guess if there's anything that could be taken away from last week's loss to Denver, is that Justin Fields played a solid game. Justin Fields was effective when he needed to be. They just didn't have enough juice towards the end. He passed for over 300 yards. And, of course, you know, Justin is going to do his thing on the athletic side as well. So the Bears, again, they've had a lot of growing pains to deal with so early in this season, and they have a quick turnaround because they're going to go up against a team that lost a close one as well last week. They lost a close one to their NFC East rival, the Philadelphia Eagles, and that is the Washington Commanders. The Commanders lost a tough one in overtime. Final score was 34-31. So if the Bears are going through their growing pains, the Commanders are having growing pains of their own. However, everything seems to be on the up and up for the Commanders. What a difference a year makes the way the offense has turned out for this team. Eric Bieniemy comes in as the offensive coordinator of Washington, and they're playing with a sense of urgency. They're running the ball very well with the combination of Brian Robinson Jr. and also Antonio Gibson. They have those quality receivers with the receivers that they have with the likes of Scary Terry McLaurin. Also, you have Jahan Dotson, who has just been a key player for this Washington team. And how about Sam Howell? Sam Howell has played pretty good. He's been effective. He's been solid for this Washington Commanders team. So you've got this offense going with Eric Bieniemy at the helm as the offensive coordinator. Defensively, the Commanders have been good. Not great, but they've been good. When you've got guys like Cameron Curl, also Emmanuel Forbes, you've got Benjamin St. Juice, you've also got Montez Sweat, Jonathan Allen. Of course, you've got Chase Young. I mean, what more could you ask for, right? So the Bears and the Commanders, two teams that lost close games last week. The Bears are trying to get their first win of the year. The Commanders are trying to get back on track as well. This game is going to be played at Landover, Maryland at FedEx Field in the DMV, so it's going to be a rocking crowd Thursday night between the Bears and the Commanders. We have the Baltimore Ravens going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers in an AFC North rivalry game. So Mike Tomlin, longtime head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, his head has been on the chopping block as well as a lot of the coaching staff, specifically offensive coordinator Matt Canada. The offense has been very anemic. The offense hasn't really moved the needle for much of this young NFL season so far. Kenny Pickett battling a knee injury for much of the week. The news is coming out that he's most likely going to play in this game. And I'll tell you one thing, Ravens and the Steelers, these games have been intense. These games have been hard-hitting. These games are not a walk in the park. These games have never been a picnic on a Sunday afternoon. These just two teams trying to take the life out of each other. And the Steelers, this game is really coming at a worse time when their backs are against the wall right now, being embarrassed by the Houston Texans. They had no answers for C.J. Stroud in that offense. As for the Baltimore Ravens, listen, they're riding a high right now, just humiliating their division rival Cleveland Browns. Lamar Jackson, he's an MVP candidate this year. He's doing his part. Mark Andrews has played well, too. The Ravens defense has played well. So you've got the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that's not moving the needle right now, especially on the offensive side, where you have the Baltimore Ravens, a team that they are clicking right now. And Lamar Jackson, he's an MVP candidate. And you got to look at what he's doing. Not just he's throwing the ball effectively, but he's also getting it done running the ball as well. And he's just a human dynamo within itself. So Baltimore-Pittsburgh rivalry game is going to be hard-hitting and it's going to be intense. My next most important game is going to be the New York Giants versus the Miami Dolphins. So for the Giants, humiliated on Monday night, Daniel Jones, we know the story on him. The offensive line is banged up. All sorts of things have gone wrong for the New York Giants so far this year. Saquon Barkley has been practicing. We'll see if he plays against the Dolphins. As for Miami, if New York got embarrassed, Miami was embarrassed by another New York team last week, the Buffalo Bills. But with the team having a home game, listen, Tua Tagovailoa, he's going to come back with the vengeance. Tyreek Hill is going to come back with the vengeance. Team is going to come back with the vengeance. And if there's any game that they have the opportunity to come back with the vengeance, it is going to be against the New York Giants. The game's going to be in Miami. A lot of people are going to be having fun at South Beach. And, of course, the Dolphins are looking to have fun and to get back on their winning ways as they take on the New York Giants. The Philadelphia Eagles will go up against the Los Angeles Rams. Let's start off with the Rams. Big win over the Indianapolis Colts in overtime. Quarterback Matthew Stafford, you know he's tough as nails. He's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And how about the rookie, Puka Nacua? Puka is running routes. He's catching tough passes. Puka, he's been catching the ball in traffic, outside of traffic, and then some. He has been a dynamo in this early part of the NFL season for the L.A. Rams offense. Sean McVay, listen, Sean is going to be Sean, right? Sean is doing what he's supposed to do, getting the job done for his team. So while we have the Rams with a come-from-behind win in overtime over the Colts, the Philadelphia Eagles had their overtime scare, but they survived beating their division rival Washington Commanders. The Eagles offense is starting to come together. You know about Jalen Hurts. You know what Jalen brings to the table. DeAndre Swift has been a Swiss Army knife for this Eagles offense. DeAndre Swift. You also got Devontae Smith. A.J. Brown has been a monster this year for this Eagles offense. Dallas Goedert, he's still trying to find himself early in the year. You know, Dallas is going to get it together because Jalen Hurts, he loves his tight ends, right? He loves drawing to his running backs, and of course, he loves drawing to Devontae and A.J., and he's definitely going to find Dallas Goedert in this game coming up against the Rams. So the Eagles and the Rams, these two teams, they're mirror images of each other so far this year. I mean, defensively, both teams have given up a lot of points, but both teams' staff, Matthew Stafford is still your classic NFL pocket passer. Jalen Hurts can get it done, whether throwing the ball or running the ball. And this should be a great game right here. I expect these two offenses to really highlight this contest. Now, with the Eagles, as strong as that offensive line is, the Rams have a defensive lineman, and his name is Aaron Donald. And the last time I checked, he's pretty good. So we got the Eagles and the Rams out on the West Coast. That should be exciting. My next most important game is going to be the New York Jets going up against the Denver Broncos. Let's start off with the Denver Broncos. They're riding a high right now, beating the Chicago Bears, winning their first game of the year. Defensively, they're still not there. But offensively, they've been doing their part this year. Russell Wilson, listen, it's unfair sometimes. He gets so much criticism, but man, Russell balling so far this year, doing what he needs to do. He's doing his job. Sean Payton, hopefully the win against the Bears last week can hopefully continue to tighten up that relationship between coach and quarterback. And they've got an opportunity to continue to keep that relationship tight, to make it better as they go up against the New York Jets. When aren't the Jets making front page headlines, right? Last week, they lost a tough one on Sunday Night Football to the Kansas City Chiefs. Zach Wilson criticized. Don't know why. I understand the Jets lost the game, but he played an effective game. There was just some things that happened in that game that didn't go the Jets' way. But if there's anything that could happen from this, the morale could increase for this team and the confidence could continue to go up for Zach Wilson. So we've got the New York Jets going up against the Denver Broncos. It's going to be a game in Denver. That crowd is going to be rocking at Mile High Stadium. I'm sorry, the name of it is Empower Field at Mile High. I beg your pardon. That crowd is going to be rocking in Denver. The Broncos, they're going to have a lot to be playing for coming off their first victory of the year. The New York Jets still have that sour taste in their mouth from what happened last Sunday night. It should be an interesting one between the New York Jets and the Denver Broncos. We have the Kansas City Chiefs going up against the Minnesota Vikings. First for the Vikings, no longer winless. They won their first game of the season last week against the Carolina Panthers. Minnesota's defense came through in the clutch. Kirk Cousins played a solid game. So while the Vikings continue to find themselves, a team that's looking to continue to find themselves, or if they found themselves already, are the Kansas City Chiefs. Statistically, did not play their best game last Sunday night against the New York Jets, but they made plays when they had to. Patrick Mahomes, decent stats, but he got some key runs to help him get over the hump and to help the Chiefs get that victory over the New York Jets. So the Chiefs and the Vikings, you know, when you think of the Chiefs and the Vikings, the first thing that comes to my mind is Super Bowl IV, when these two teams played each other in New Orleans at Tulane Stadium. So Chiefs and the Vikings, you've got Patrick Mahomes, you've got Kirk Cousins, you've got Travis Kelce, you've got Justin Jefferson, you've got a whole host of stars. I want to know if a major superstar is going to show up to this game in Minneapolis. Will Taylor Swift and the Swifties show up? You just never know. But nevertheless, you've got a good one in Minneapolis between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Minnesota Vikings. Sunday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys will go up against the San Francisco 49ers. So for the Cowboys, embarrassed, decimated, humiliated, and annihilated the New England Patriots. Both sides of the ball handled their business offensively and defensively. Dak Prescott, he was solid. Tony Pollard was solid. Defensively was just off the chain and then some. I mean, they made Mac Jones just look horrible out there. And Dallas, they did what they did, beating the New England Patriots. And they're going to go out to the West Coast to take on their longtime rival, San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers handled their business, came in, did what they did at home, beating their NFC West rival, Arizona Cardinals. Brock Purdy, solid. George Kittle, solid. But Christian McCaffrey, I talked about Lamar Jackson being an early MVP candidate. Well, guess what? You got to put Christian McCaffrey in there as well. Christian has been on a tear this year, and I don't see him slowing down anytime soon. Now, the only thing that Christian could run into is this Dallas defense. Now, with Trayvon Diggs being out for the season with an ACL injury, and when Dallas goes up against teams that are doing pretty well so far, that defense tends to struggle. And I wonder if Christian McCaffrey is going to have a field day against this Dallas defense. This is going to be interesting right here. But you know the rivalry, Dallas-San Francisco Sunday Night Football is going to be a great one. Monday Night Football, the Green Bay Packers going up against the Las Vegas Raiders. So for the Packers, they lost a tough game last Thursday night against the Detroit Lions. They're trying to bounce back from this one. Meanwhile, the Raiders lost a tough one to the Los Angeles Chargers last week. Jimmy Garoppolo, he may play in this game. If not, Aiden O'Connell could get the start. And as for the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love, he's developing. He's still growing. Now, the arm strength is there. The accuracy is not there yet, but his athletic ability is through the roof. And his athletic ability could open up doors for Green Bay to make plays on that not-so-good Raider defense. Remember, Green Bay, Aaron Jones is back. They've also got Christian Watson back. Also, Romeo Doubs has played well this early part of the year. As for the Raiders, I mentioned earlier about the quarterback situation, Davante Adams. There's questions about him and his future with the Raiders. He wants to be a part of a winner. We'll have to pay attention to that. And, of course, the whole situation, the drama that has gone down with Chandler Jones, so many distractions on the Raiders' end. But Monday night, the lights are going to be bright. In Las Vegas, it's going to be a good one between the Green Bay Packers and the Las Vegas Raiders. Now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Dallas Cowboys going up against the San Francisco 49ers. The first time the 49ers and the Cowboys met was November 20th, 1960. San Francisco won that game 26-14. The last time these two teams met was January 22nd of 2023. It was in the playoffs. The 49ers beat the Cowboys 19-12. When you think of these two organizations, the first thing that comes to my mind is lots of NFC championships and lots of Super Bowls. Dallas has won 8 NFC championships throughout their career thus far in the franchise's history. The 49ers have won 7 throughout the franchise's history. Both teams have won 5 Super Bowls. Dallas has won 5. San Francisco has won 5. And when you talk about the players that have played for these respective organizations, Montana, Rice, John Taylor, Brent Jones, Roger Craig, Charles Haley, both with San Francisco and Dallas, Ronnie Lott, Deion Sanders, both San Francisco and Dallas. You also talk about Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Roger Staubach, Drew Pearson, Ken Norton, both for Dallas and San Francisco. So many names. So, I mean, these two franchises have been phenomenal. This has clearly been one of the best rivalries, not just in the NFL, but really in all of sports. You have the South versus the West Coast. Two teams are polar opposites, but, man, they say styles make fights. And certainly these two teams, their styles are very different, but they definitely make great, but it's definitely is made for great fights and is going to continue to make for a great fight this Sunday night. Dak Prescott, Tony Pollard, C.D. Lamb, Jake Ferguson. You've also got Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, just to name a few. Dallas and San Francisco, I mean, what more could you ask for? The best just gets better, and the best is going to continue to get better. And just a little more information to pass along to you. These teams have met a total of 39 times. Currently, the all-time series is 19 wins, 19 losses, and one tie. Something to think about right there. So, again, the Cowboys and the 49ers, they've split this long series. 19 wins, 19 losses, and one tie. One of the best rivalries in the NFL, one of the best rivalries in sports, and it just continues to get better. Dallas and San Francisco, Cowboys and 49ers, my game of the week. All right, before I get on out of here, I would like to give you my picks on who I think will win Week 5's most important games in the NFL. Thursday night football, the Chicago Bears versus the Washington Commanders. I like Washington to win. The Baltimore Ravens going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I like Baltimore to win. The New York Giants going up against the Miami Dolphins. I like Miami to win. The Philadelphia Eagles going up against the Los Angeles Rams. I like Philadelphia to win. The New York Jets going up against the Denver Broncos. I love Denver to win. The Kansas City Chiefs going up against the Minnesota Vikings. I like Kansas City to win. Sunday night football, the Dallas Cowboys going up against the San Francisco 49ers. I like San Francisco to win. Monday night football, the Green Bay Packers going up against the Las Vegas Raiders. I like Green Bay to win. So again, my picks for Week 5's most important games are Washington, Baltimore, Miami, Philadelphia, Denver, Kansas City, San Francisco, and Green Bay. And there you have it. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. Thank you so much to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to this edition of the program. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.